Manuscript Releases, Volume 21, Numbers 1501 to 1598. M.R. Number 1528. The Work of J.E. White and W.C. White. First Part Missing, written about 1911. He had chosen my sons to be my helpers. My son Willie especially was assigned the work of ministry with me to advise and counsel how to prepare the communications that were to come to the people. I will be his wisdom. I will be his judgment. And he shall work out in connection with his mother the important matter to come before the people. Select helpers must be given, for a great work was to be done. I will be your wisdom. I will be your judgment. For your son to carry out understandingly the matters I shall reveal to you. That which is for the churches must be brought out distinctly in print, that the churches may have it. I will appoint both your children that they shall strengthen your hands in sound judgment. But your youngest son shall carry the work with you, and I have appointed the eldest his work to do. They must be united firmly in harmony, and in no way fail or be discouraged. They are to aid one another to stand firmly, unitedly, in heart and mind. But the youngest will I endow with special wisdom to work intelligently for a special performance of this responsibility. Both will be your helpers, in perfect agreement, conducting different lines in missionary work, standing firmly, unitedly, for great battles are to be fought. Your sons are of different temperaments. Your youngest will be your dependents, but the eldest shall be my minister to open the word to very many people and to organize the work in various lines. Temptations will come to the eldest that preference in judgment shall be given him above the youngest, but this cannot be. Both are to be guided by the light given their mother and stand in perfect harmony. Trials will come, but unitedly, victories will be gained. There will be the character in the youngest that he will be counselor in large degree and receive the words I shall give you and act upon them. Let no jealousy come in because of the position I have appointed the youngest. I have put my spirit upon him, and if the eldest will respect the position given the youngest, both shall become strong to build up the work in different lines. The eldest must be standing as ready to be counseled by the youngest, for I have made him my counselor. And because I have given him from his birth special traits of character which the eldest has not, there is to be no contention, no strife, no division, but they are to be sanctified in the same work to bring about the desired end. Much more was definitely explained in the words I may hereafter write, but I would not pen them now. The Lord said, I will prove them both, but both must stand distinct and separate from influences which will be brought to bear to break up the plans I have marked out. But the youngest is fitted for a work that will make him counselor, receiving the words from his mother. Both must carefully consider matters that I shall give, for there are times and places for the subjects to be taken up, and certain times and certain places for the subjects to be left. The Lord will be your guide if you work obedient to all that I shall command you. This matter is not to be opened to your children, for both are to be proved. The time will come when you may have to speak all that I shall give you, but both sons are to be workmen and are to be at perfect agreement if they accomplish the work. They are to be faithful in performing it. They are to stand distinct and not bound up with men to be influenced by them. I am your counselor and theirs. There will be a determination on the part of Satan to disarrange and break up my plan. A constant, ever-increasing confidence in the Word of God and in the light given my servant, will keep these two workers blended. But the younger must be counselor when needed to the elder. The Lord will work on minds and hearts. If each will be guided by the word of God and prayer, the Lord's name will be glorified. These things are not to be revealed to either until I shall instruct you. Now you are at this period to open this matter to your sons, and the instruction given, if obeyed, will be able to place things on the right bearing. You, as a mother, have suffered much, but you have not failed nor been discouraged. The eldest son has been sorely tempted, and if he had closed his ears and heart to unwise counselors, he would have stood a strong man. Now, after he knows my purpose, the eldest must be transformed, and the youngest must stand in the counsel of the Lord. He has borne his test wisely, and the Lord will help him to continue the work appointed. Ellen G. White Estate, Silver Spring, Maryland, October 25th, 1990. Entire, Ms.